Jesus, December 6, 2006. Greetings, brothers and sisters of the earth plane. May I enter your consciousness with the following ideas? Much debate has flowed these past years from the various scholarly investigations of recently uncovered texts from the early Christian era, and, as you know, much fanciful tale-spinning in novels popularizing the seemingly revolutionary ideas emerging from the buried texts. Was the conception literally immaculate, or perhaps only symbolically? Was Jesus a son of God, or the Son of God? Did he marry Mary Magdalene, and did they produce offspring? Was Judas more of a collaborator than a betrayer, one who willingly sacrificed his reputation for the greater glory of the divine enterprise? Was the crucifixion staged so that the political imperatives of all sides be seen to be accomplished, while the severely injured body of Jesus was spirited away by dedicated followers, in on the plan, to immediate safety and eventually Egypt, where communities sympathetic to his mission provided the anonymity necessary for sanctuary? Did his offspring, their protectors and followers, declared anathema by the emerging forces of orthodoxy, spend centuries seeking geographical refuge from the political forces who sought to annihilate their existence and memory? And did this historical enterprise, known only to the few, enter myth and legend as the Holy Grail? Gordon has told me that many would love to hear my input on these and other questions arising from the conflicting testimonies now available after millennia of repression. But as he suspects, what I have to say now on these endlessly mysterious and perplexing matters will only add more fuel to the fires of debate and discontent. And by creating percentages of believers and doubters to further the controversy, will not solve anything. So I leave the mysteries to your questing intelligences, and trust that the development of your personal intuition will render any pronouncements of mine superfluous. What I and my colleagues on this peripatetic board of governors so close to the energetic manifestations many of you tire of as mere chaos would like to add is the affirmation of the core Christian teachings, if indeed even these can be agreed on. For those of you who find my example inspirational, but wonder if my actual message can be divined through the plethora of seemingly conflicting teachings recorded in the various texts, let me say that you are all of the light, and can, if you so desire, bear witness to that light. You are all sons and daughters of God, equally deserving of the divine inheritance which that implies. You are all potential channels of the unconditional love that my ministry sought to usher. You are all quite able to manifest the products of that unconditional love, the mercy, charity, sympathy, and forgiveness which comprise a compassionate heart. You are all able, through through prayer and contemplation to access a greater and greater supply of that love and send it by intention to those who, through poverty of circumstance or heart, seem to require its ministrations. You are all creators of the life you are living, even as I once suggested that you render unto Caesar that which is his due, and equally able to reinvent circumstance according to your evolving need. You are all equipped to discern the situations in which your compassionate involvement can be effective, and in which it is liable to be wasted. As I watch over your joys, sufferings, and creative endeavors in the midst of seemingly overwhelming forces of the geopolitical machinations serving greed, power lust, and hateful enmities, I see that you are swamped with debilitating notions of helplessness and uselessness. In this, I would encourage you to raise your vision to that of myself and my ascended colleagues, where you can envision, at least momentarily, the energetic activities of the fearful and ignorant, and bless them with the light of love and understanding, as we have been doing from time immemorial, knowing that this gives them a portal, however brief, should they choose it over fossilized cultural norms, to the oceans of bliss which can sprout the seeds of surrender and submission that allow one submergence in the divine stream, shorn of form and meaning, and which cares only for the games God plays. Love yourself, love your neighbor as yourself, and love the stranger as your neighbor.